I'm John Batchelor with Barry Strauss, Professor Barry Strauss at Cornell University, whose new book is The War That Made the Roman Empire, Antony, Cleopatra, and Octavian at Actium. And here comes the mistake that Antony could have avoided. It's called an unforced error in sports, and it's a whopper. Professor, what is his decision of his wife, Octavia?
Antony decides to divorce Octavia. And this is a propaganda bonanza for Octavian in Rome, saying Antony has betrayed his Roman wife and the mother of his two daughters, and instead he has turned her over for Cleopatra, for this Egyptian queen. He's no longer a real Roman. He's no longer representing Roman interests. And this is the banner that Octavian wants to go to war under. He's fighting for Rome. Antony is really no longer fighting for Rome. He's fighting for Egypt, for the Greek speakers, for the East, and must be defeated to save Rome.
I'll go over this part of your book, and I agree with Octavian. Yeah. I can't understand why he felt, after all these years, this was necessary, unless Cleopatra insisted upon it. What did he get out of divorcing Octavia?
What he gets out of divorcing Octavia, I think, is what the political scientists call credible commitment. He's saying to all the people who are fighting for him, I'm not kidding. Before this, when he's still married to Octavia, they might think, this is a game. Antony's bargaining with Octavian just as he's done in the past. Yeah, he's got this fleet. He's built a new fleet. But at the end of the day, the guys are just going to make an agreement. Antony's going to take Octavia back. There's not going to be a final decision. What Antony's saying to his supporters, and in some ways to his supporters in the Roman Senate, even more than Roman East, guys, I really mean it. This is going to be an absolute decisive battle. I am not going to leave you high and dry. I'm not going to betray you by making a deal with Octavian and turning you over to the tender mercies of Octavian. Think of this as a gangland war. And you want to show that you are very serious about the people who are on your side, and you are not going to betray them. By giving up Octavia, I think he said, I burned my bridges, guys. This is it. It's real.
Yes, but all right. There are doubts in his own camp. Ahenobarbus is the most known. He's an experienced admiral, and he tells Antony, this is a mistake. Leave the woman behind. We're going to war for you. They gather at Ephesus. What is Ephesus to them at that time?
So Ephesus is this great port city on the coast of what is today Turkey. It's near Izmir in Turkey. It's on the Aegean Sea, and it's much closer to Greece and on the way to Italy. It's clear that their strategy is to invade Italy and to win that war that way. And Ahenobarbus is saying, you can't do this with Cleopatra in tow. You got to get rid of her. But that's not so easy, because Cleopatra is A, the money bags, and B, she has a certain power over Antony, because she is one brilliant woman and knows how to use all of her charms on him. She doesn't want to go. And Cleopatra has very cleverly bribed important players in Antony's camp and made sure that they are going to defend her.
They know, Cleopatra knows and Antony knows, that they're obliging Octavian to declare war. They understand that. They're forcing his hand.
I think they know, but I think they feel it's now or never. They feel that it's now or never.
And Octavian obliges them. Is he aware that that this, of course, commits him to a civil war? How does he deal with that?
So I think that I guess I'm a little less pro-Octavian than I think you're coming off as. I think that if Antony and Cleopatra had had their way, Antony would have gone back and reopened the Parthian campaign. He'd rebuilt his army in the east thanks to Cleopatra's money, and he wanted to invade Parthia again. And he had conquered Armenia and brought the king of Armenia in chains to Alexandria as a prisoner. It's Octavian who says, no, I'm not going to let this happen. I'm not going to risk Antony defeating Parthia. I'm going to declare war on Antony. And then Antony obliges him by divorcing Octavia. It's then that Ahenobarbus wants to get rid of Cleopatra and send her back to Egypt, because he feels this is a terrible way to present ourselves to the Roman people. And how can we possibly invade Italy with Cleopatra in tow? I mean,
it's a good question.
It's a really good question. It would have been really tough. really tough.
Because she brings not only the money, but the Ptolemaic Navy. So she has Ptolemy's soldiers with her. And that is anathema to the Romans, that there would be an invading army from a foreign land.
Yeah, it would have been, this would have been, I think Antony would have had a lot of explaining to do if he had actually done this.
He's giving propaganda tools to Octavian, is how I see it, Professor.
He is, definitely. He's definitely giving propaganda tools.
But remember, Octavian, no matter all the propaganda, he has one tool that no one else has in the Roman world. His name is Marcus Agrippa. And when we come back, what that means for the Battle of Actium. The book is The War That Made the Roman Empire, Antony, Cleopatra, and Octavian at Actium. Barry Strauss, Professor Barry Strauss of Cornell University, is the author. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.